Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
13 minutes it is past 5 o'clock. President Cyril Ramaphosa was in the National Assembly yesterday answering questions from members of parliament, and the ANC Member of Parliament Jabulile Mkhwanazi asked the president yesterday that in light of the announcement that the remaining units at Modupi and Kusile will be operational as quickly as possible, what then is the level of investment required to complete the remaining units, he asked, and what guarantees does the government have that the completion of those units will contribute to the sustainability of electricity supply, considering that the units that are already in commercial service at the specified power stations perform very poorly. This is what the president said in response.
According to the information received from Eskom, the remaining costs to complete Medupi is close to 19 billion rand. The current focus is on completing the balance of the plant and remedial works. The remaining cost to complete Kusile is around 14 billion rand. Eskom is making steady progress in developing and implementing effective technical solution to the major plant defects at both power stations Medupi and Kusile. As a result, the availability and reliability of the commissioned units at Medupi and Kusile is improving on an ongoing basis. Before the correction of the major plant defects, the energy availability factor at Medupi was 64% measured over 12 months. To date, in this financial year, the energy available factor is at Medupi is now around 85%.
And despite all of that, we are still sitting with, what is it, stage 4 load shedding currently as implemented by Eskom. Their liters of diesel that they were waiting for has docked in the Eastern Cape, in Mossel Bay, and the fuel will be driven to the two units that are in need of it in order for the open gas cycle turbines to do the work that they need to do. Joining me now via Zoom is Matthew Cruz. Matthew is the energy expert at Home Energy. Matthew, lovely to chat to you again. Good morning.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Those are lovely numbers shared there by the president, and yet it's not bringing about any relief to you and I as far as load shedding and the frustration that that comes with.
Yes, it's unfortunate. And I wanted to talk about that 85% that we heard at the end of the clip from Cyril Ramaphosa. That 85% is excluding the Unit 4 that is currently down, that had that catastrophic explosion. And if you take that Unit 4 being down at Modupi, which is one of six units, that's an overall 17% of the units of the power station's overall capacity. If you include that into the 85%, then you sit with energy availability factor of roughly 2/3. So imagine paying for something that's 3 times the cost and you wait 3 times as long. And then when you get it, it only works about 2/3 of the time. That's what we're sitting with Modupi, and also it's going to look like that with Kusile as well.
I mean, in both cases, really bad investments. Look, there were investments that were necessary, right? Because unfortunately, yes, the ANC administration, at a time when it was needed, didn't make the right decisions as far as investment in infrastructure on Eskom is concerned. And now we're almost playing catch up. He mentioned 19 billion rand needed to finish the remaining work at Modupi. This is money that we're going to need to find in order for the work to be finished, right?
Yes, and unfortunately, this is the way it goes with Eskom. Is there's deficits that need to be funded, and true as rain, the government bails Eskom out time and time again. As Eskom says, that the electricity costs are not enough to generate enough money to cover all of the costs of the company. There's always a shortfall every single year, and the government needs to bail out Eskom once again. Otherwise, salaries won't be paid and things like that. So once again, we have the public funding the failings that took place at Eskom.
Andre De Reiter, the CEO of Eskom, indicating that if no other challenges present themselves to Eskom over the coming days, by next weekend, we will see the back of stage loading. From what you know, what are the urgent things that Eskom needs to address and address immediately in order for us to get to the middle to the end of next week where we can say there's no more load shedding?
So for the end of load shedding, we need the diesel to arrive and to start becoming available to our OCGTs, our open cycle gas turbines, for us to do some peaking, which is firing of gas turbines in the evenings and in the mornings, so that we can meet the peak load. I would caution everyone that's listening that this will not be the end of stage four load shedding for this year. Looking at how things have gone this year and over the last 3 years, we're seeing a constant trend of escalating load shedding. And I've been saying this for the last year. In my projections, we see that load shedding and the price of electricity are both projected to double over the next 5 years. And this is primarily because of all the old power stations that are coming offline, and they're not getting replaced by constant base load generating power. There, what we do see is solar farms coming online and wind farms coming online, but those generally give intermittent power, especially solar during the middle of the day. But our peaks that we have are in the evenings between 7 and 9 p.m. in the evening in summer, and in winter it's between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. So my question is, why are we not investing in any kind of other big generating capacity as a country apart from just renewables? That's my question. And the answers that I'm getting, I'm not that happy with, because we don't see consistent generating power coming onto the grid anytime soon that's publicly funded.
So it means that we need to then rely on fossil fuels. And we know that Eskom is under pressure to decommission a lot of its coal-powered power stations. And we know that countries like France and the US are willing to invest in South Africa and in Eskom to the tune of billions of rands to help realize that. Yeah. In fact, Andre de Reiter was speaking at the Africa Renewables Investment Summit, which was taking place in Cape Town, where he said that for us to be able to decommission all of those plants, we could see 15,000 megawatts of electricity, and therefore the stage 15 that caused a whole lot of ruffled feathers when we read about it.
Yes.
This is something that Eskom will be under pressure to do in order for it to meet the environmental requirements that are set by this very government as well.
Yes, that's correct. Well, then, given what we are seeing in the announcements from Eskom and the government, and constantly just talking about solar farms and wind farms, what I need to see next, what I'd really like to see next, is big investments into batteries. And so far, because batteries are so expensive on a national level, we are seeing very little announcements. We see a 500 megawatt, 150 megawatt output, 500 megawatt hour battery solution that's coming, but that's 500 megawatts total of storage and 150 megawatts in a country that has a peak load of 32,000 megawatts. So that's like it's like that's less than 5% of what we need. You know, we need 100% more than what we're seeing, and we're just not seeing the way in which that energy is going to be stored being spoken about. We just see generating capacities coming along. We're going to put on IPP6, Binwiner 6, we're going to double that. And now we see that Binwiner 5 of the Binwiner being postponed because reopened for new IPPs to come in and bid. And it's all just renewables generation. We're not seeing storage capacities being spoken about. So I would love to see a shift of the government to generation storage. And I guess we need to wait to see Africa Rainbow Energy getting involved in storage before we'll see the government talking about storage. That's what we'll need to see.
Which is unfortunate, right? That it's one company that might actually influence the policy of government. But until that point, Matthew, it sounds like we need to get Kuberg working optimally, and we need to get Medupi and Kusile working optimally as soon as possible. Thank you very much for your time and your insights and reflections as always. Lovely chatting to you. Matthew Cruz is the energy expert at Home Energy.